Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Nikhil Dambal, who is the operations manager for Mason Controls, who I'm delighted to say is a client of ours. Nikhil, as you know, for the last 15 years at New Leaf, we've really focused on the three core purposes of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would be your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, you know, what you do specifically and who you serve. So over to you, Nikhil, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
All right. Thanks, Paul. I greatly appreciate this opportunity to talk to you today. I'm Nikhil Dambal, and I work for Mason Controls, which is a TransTime company. At Mason, we run our company as two distinct business units, its components and controls. As the ops manager, I am responsible for the operational excellence of the components business unit, which has seven distinct different product lines and an awesome and dedicated team of professionals. We have a fully capable machine shop and fab shop that supports our assemblies and new product initiatives. Mason actually is a tier one, for those of you who don't know, Mason is a tier one and two supplier to the aerospace and defense industries, where we design and manufacture various critical switches and primary and secondary control systems, many of which get integrated into the cockpit. We make parts and subsystems that the pilot interfaces with, and as such, we are big on human-machine interface. Our people and products are key to our success, and that is the common thread that ties us all together. Over the past 7 years that I've been with Mason, I've had the opportunity to lead several interesting projects. What has been key to our success is having the right team in place with clear communication of the common goals and expectations, and ensuring that the team is empowered, motivated, and essentially stoked about their contributions to the products and services we provide, and that they have the passion and will to push the boundaries beyond their comfort zone. Another aspect of success is, as an individual and as a team, is the quest for continuously learning new things to enhance one's skills, essentially being a lifelong learner. Given the fast changing times and integration of new technologies like AI or Internet of Things into every aspect of our business today, it is imperative that we all stay relevant. This enables us to continuously improve our business, both technically and commercially, while at the same time, it's giving each one of us a sense of accomplishment and satisfaction to have contributed towards mutual growth. It also enables in adapting to change and helping to improve the overall morale of the team. Third aspect I want to touch upon is the culture. The culture we develop is very important, one that is of inclusivity and encouragement. Mm. Open communication is always key in developing a strong bond of trust, right? One that's based on honesty and integrity. The true and ultimate reward is to really see your team grow and excel because they want to, and not so much to just check a box. You know, to see your team succeed through collaboration, you know, keeping an open mind, helping each other grow both professionally and as a person. That's a classic depiction of what we call team over function while holding each other accountable. Each of us in that case becomes, you know, an integral, so much integral part of the business that we land up running our areas as business owners. You know, to see a cohesive team like this in autopilot mode, delivering results consistently, that feeling is very special. It's inexplicable. You know, it's, as some would say, hashtag goosebumps. It takes true commitment at all levels. And above all, what we know as servant leadership, through selfless support and motivation from our leaders. ultimately, results and numbers speak for themselves, right? I mean, to give you an example, we, for the longest time, were our past dues were very high, to the tune of like 15 days worth of sales. And our on-time delivery was in the 60s. But through our rules of engagement here, we've been able to improve our numbers drastically, where we've been able to keep our past dues very low, within like 2 to 4 business days of shipments. And our on-time delivery has been in the 90s consistently for the past 2 years now. So to sum it up all, best practices essentially revolve around putting the right team in place, putting the right team together of individuals that demonstrate a growth mindset as lifelong learners, and creating the right environment and culture that they can thrive in. And I think this becomes the recipe for success. These are just some of the, you know, aspects that I wanted to share with you today, Paul. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you.
Wonderkill, thanks ever so much for your insights to help people better manage themselves, better lead others, and grow business acumen. I really love the way that you're able to summarize things so pragmatically. And just on a personal level, Nikhil, I've really enjoyed getting to know you more, and I'm looking forward to starting playing cricket with you soon.
So looking forward to that. Hopefully it's just not a false promise. I've been telling the team about it.
Could I offer you a virtual high five, Nikhil?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Nikhil. I'll see you soon.
Thanks, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now. Mm-hmm.